This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a paper by Professor Thomas Kane of Harvard, he found that one out of six low-income applicants to elite schools was likely to be black or Hispanic. So a program that gave an admissions advantage to low-income students would therefore admit five white students for every one black or Hispanic student, thereby not reducing racial diversity. Retraction Watch reviews scientific papers for inaccuracies. Annually, 1,400 papers of 2 to 3 million are retracted from science journals. On the top of the list, the scientist with the most retracted papers, one anesthesiologist, has had 183 papers retracted. Studies of 650 million geocoded tweets from 400,000 U.S. residents in America's 50 most populated cities tracked travel patterns. They found that people who live primarily in black or Hispanic neighborhoods, regardless of income, were less likely to travel to white or middle-class neighborhoods, despite the fact that all groups travel about the same distance and number of areas, underscoring more about racial segregation. European Union countries that fund research studies are claiming they will discontinue doing so for any study that does not agree to immediately make its study open access and available to other scientists. An opponent of the American military base on the Japanese island of Okinawa was elected governor over the established party candidate, making plans for a new U.S. air base difficult. There are 33 American military installations on Okinawa with about 25,000 troops. Women receive the majority of college degrees in the U.S. and more advanced degrees, yet they still must work four extra months to earn what their white male colleagues earned the year before, according to U.S. Census data. The Kuwaiti government acknowledged that it has banned 4,390 books since 2014, hundreds of them this year. Healthcare is in crisis in China. The country has one general practitioner for every 6,666 people compared to the international standard 1,500 to 2,000, according to the World Health Organization. The Trump administration is close to releasing a new rule from the EPA that would significantly weaken existing regulations, limited the dangers from mercury, and a potential boon for the coal industry and the former employers of key EPA staff. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.